Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. Federal agents have just dropped bombshell charges that have permanently shattered the left's narrative about peaceful resistance. Nearly a dozen leftist activists have been charged with attempted murder of ICE agents in what prosecutors are calling a coordinated ambush with military-grade weapons. But this isn't just about one attack. This is about a dangerous escalation that social scientists have been warning about for decades. Stay with me to the very end of this video, because what I'm about to show you will explain exactly why the radical left has turned to violence and why they are going to ultimately fail.
Today, my office has charged 10 individuals with 3 counts of attempted murder of a federal officer. Each of the 10 are also charged with 3 counts of discharging a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Each of these defendants faces a mandatory prison term of 10 years and up to life in prison.
So that's U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson announcing that the Trump administration is done with these anti-ICE activists. The latest involved 10 who planned a deadly ambush against agents, leading to multiple arrests, including charges of attempted murder, which entails the possibility of life in prison. It all goes back to the 4th of July at the Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado, Texas. So this wasn't just some spontaneous protest gone wrong, as it were. This was a premeditated military-style assault on federal officers. The FBI's official report reveals shocking details. 10 to 12 organized attackers launched a coordinated ambush. They used AR-15-style rifles to target officers. Body armor and two-way radios indicated military-level planning. And an Alvarado police officer was shot in the neck by a sniper hidden in nearby woods. Dozens of rounds were fired at unarmed correctional officers. The mastermind behind this attack was reportedly a fellow by the name of Benjamin Song, a 32-year-old former U.S. Marine who managed to escape the scene and evaded capture for 11 days before the FBI finally tracked him down. Song now faces 3 counts of attempted murder of a federal officer and 3 additional counts of discharging a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence. Again, we're talking about potential life sentences here, and justifiably so. But here's what the legacy media won't tell you. As they freak out over ICE agents wearing masks, you know, the very legacy media that once told you that if you didn't wear a mask, you were a bad person trying to kill grandma. Yeah, as that same legacy media freaks out over ICE agents wearing masks, what they don't tell you is that this attack is part of a massive surge in violence against ICE agents. According to the Department of Homeland Security, assaults against ICE officers have increased by 830% between January 21st and July 14th compared to the same time period last year. That's a near 1,000% increase in violent assaults. And let me put it even in more perspective. 830% increase means more than 8 times the violence, covering just 6 months of data. And to make matters even worse, the attacks are becoming more sophisticated and coordinated. And you know what's the most disturbing part in all of this? Sitting members of Congress are actively participating in this violence. You all remember Representative LaMonica McIver of New Jersey. She was indicted on 3 felony counts for physically assaulting an ICE officer during what was purported to be a congressional oversight visit, but which turned into violent political theater. Another representative from California displayed an ICE employee's business card to an angry crowd, effectively doxing him and inciting violence. And the result, of course, is that employee was assaulted with a rock and needed emergency medical treatment and stitches. I mean, we could go on and on and on. But of course, all of this just ultimately begs the question, how did we get here? Why are leftist activists resorting to attempted murder?
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Well, one theory involves what social scientists call relative deprivation theory. It's a concept developed by sociologist Ted Robert Gurr in his groundbreaking work, Why Men Rebel. And here's how it works. It's very interesting. When people believe they deserve, and that's the key, they deserve, they are entitled to certain outcomes, but they can't achieve them through normal political channels, they experience what Gurr calls relative deprivation, meaning that the lack of resources to attain the political outcomes that that group believes they're entitled to creates a self-justification to impose something akin to that political outcome apart from the political process. So these are liberals, these are leftists, who believe that we should have open borders and zero law enforcement when it comes to deportations. But of course, that's not happening. We won in November. Trump and the MAGA movement are now the law of the land. And so, deprived of the political outcome that they believe they are entitled to by virtue of their own sense of moral superiority, they feel justified in attempting to erase that law enforcement presence. And so they turn to violence to do just that, since their recourse to politics failed in that endeavor. Again, it's called relative deprivation theory. And it explains how political protesters justify this kind of horrific violence. They're taking it upon themselves to rid themselves of the political circumstances that they abhor, which in this case, ironically, is law enforcement. Their own sense of moral superiority creates a psychological state where violence becomes rationalized as the only solution to realize that superior morality. Again, it's something very much akin to what's called frustration aggression hypothesis, which explains that when people are blocked from achieving their goals, they redirect their aggression toward accessible targets. So in this case, it would be ICE agents doing their jobs. And you see, this is, of course, when Democrats portray ICE agents as Nazi Gestapo thugs, right? Those are the actual words used by Rhode Island Democrat, State Representative Enrique Sanchez. Also, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He's used comparable descriptors. And what they're doing there is they're actively and intentionally dehumanizing federal law enforcement officers, right? So when politicians and media figures use this kind of inflammatory rhetoric, they're essentially giving permission for violence. If ICE agents are indeed Nazis, then violence against them becomes morally justified, most particularly in the minds of far-left extremists. Now, unfortunately, the legacy media is playing a very crucial role in this escalation. Just this week, CBS News joined CNN in crossing a very dangerous line by promoting apps designed to help illegal migrants track ICE agents' locations. They literally showed viewers how to use the Colquhoun app to avoid law enforcement. Obviously, this is not journalism. It's active assistance in obstructing federal law enforcement. When media outlets help criminals evade justice, they become complicit in the violence that follows. We really are witnessing something absolutely unprecedented in American history. Federal law enforcement officers are being hunted with military weapons while sitting members of Congress, all Democrats, cheer it on, and the media provides tactical support. Now, the good news is that none of this is working. Deportations are more popular than ever. Radical leftists are being arrested and charged with attempted murder, and the Democrats just ended up doubling down on their 80-20 doom loop that all but guarantees their political demise. But in the meantime, make no mistake, this Democrat unraveling is indeed getting dangerous. Let's pray that they completely unravel before they can inflict too much more damage.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.